Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, daily devotional prayer and prophetic altar. Let the first thing you do as you wake up daily be to have a quiet time before God. Use Turning Point to do your quiet time. After receiving the prayers and engaging in whatever prophetic faith action we will be led to take for the day on the audio, then read the prayer booklet. Do the Bible short Bible study for the day and pray the prayer for the day. Then follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through systematically in 1 year. If you subscribe online, it shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Thursday, day 25 in April 2024. 5 days to the end of this month, you will record 5 major miracles before the month is over. All that God shall do to happen for you this month shall not be a carryover. Please open your hand and heart to receive today's prophetic impartational prayers. Be responding with amen. I receive it. I prophesy to everyone's lives, no more limitations on you. You are blessed going out and you are blessed coming back. God's memo to us today is from Revelation chapter 3, verse 8, and it says, "Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no man can shut." Then Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 says, "Seek, and you shall find, knock, and the door shall be opened for you." Let's take this prophetic action today. If you can do it there, it's a faith action. If you can't do it immediately now, see through the prayers, and when it is convenient for you, please do so and play the message back. Walk up to a door closest to you there. Yes, maybe your room door, your bathroom door, your kitchen door, your wardrobe door, a door, your shop or your office or your hotel room door, wherever you are now, there must be a door around. Walk close to that door. Open it and knock it 3 times. Knock the door 3 times. Then open it and hold it open. And be saying amen as I pray. All doors you have been knocking prayerfully must start opening for you now in real life. Yes, must start opening for your children and your business. God said, "I set before you an open door." Again, he said, "Knock and the door shall be open for you." You have knocked and you are holding the doors open prophetically. I prophesy those scriptures shall be fulfilled for you, for your spouse and your family members. Doors to progress. Doors to a good marriage, if that is what you desire. Doors for babies. Doors to travel out. Doors for new job, financial inflow, money door, business door, material door, ministerial doors. Whichever door you desire opened, I prophesy to that door, Ephata, be opened. Ephata, be opened. You shall never operate behind closed door anymore. Yes, your desired doors are open. Your heavens are open also. Your closed doors shall be supernaturally opened. And the ones that have already opened for you shall be opened wider. Say amen, amen, and amen. Yes, leave the door or you may close it back. I speak as I hear from God. These are not child's play prayers. They are faith action prayers. And if you can, sow a seed of choice to today's prayer. When I say the seed of choice, let it be a big seed, the one that will really touch your bone. Call it seed for open door. Do so. If you can, you shall have great testimonies connected to this prayer today. Who is this? It's like you are held up and held down on the same spot. In the last 30 days, there is nothing new around you and in your life that you can point your hand to. No alert upon alert, no turnaround, no special connection, no good news. No one seems to remember you, no good sales in your shop. Nothing. It's like everything is at a standstill. If that is you or any of your loved ones, then do this. Take 3, 4, or 5 steps forward where you are and say it loud. I break stagnancy. Say again, I break redundancy. Say again, I break the force of inertia. Yes, break it. Break it. It is hereby broken in Jesus' name. Yes, your doors are opened and the force of inertia broken away from your life. Expect a new flow. You will flow and you will blow. Say amen. Confess this to yourself 3 times. Say, I will flow and I will blow. I will flow and I will blow. I will flow and I will blow. Amen. April 25, celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your new age is blessed. God will give you special birthday gifts and inspire good people to sow good gifts, birthday gifts to your life. Say amen. Listeners, let's do our personal, intensive, and passionate prayers today. It is your prayer. Pray it with faith and with passion. First scripture for prayers today. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Let's pray this way. Say, O Lord my God, I present all my needs before you. Supernaturally meet all my needs. Supply my needs by your power, my spiritual, physical, emotional, financial, and material needs. All pending needs in my life and family, in my children, in my business, in my career and ministry, be supernaturally met today. I pray, O Lord, in 24 hours, let me hear good news. Let me see a turnaround. I shall return to give you all the glory and to share testimonies in Jesus' name. Say amen. I prophesy your needs shall become your testimonies. Next, Isaiah 35 verse 4. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with his recompense. He will come and he will save you. Let's pray like this. God of vengeance, avenge me of all my opposition and persecutors. Visit your anger on all forces, powers, and agents against my life. Those who hate me without a cause. Those out to stop me by all means. Out to hurt by cause. Destroy all that I have labored to build. Anyone causing my life, my children, or my assignment any harm. Fight my battle, O Lord. Save my life. Save my marriage. Save my home. And save my children. You are the savior of my soul. Save me from those that are out to get me out. In Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, God of vengeance shall arise for your defense today. Next prayer, Psalm 86, verse 5. For thou, O Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Let's pray and God, call on God for mercy today. Pray this way. Say, O God of mercy, show me your mercy. I need your mercy. I have shortcomings. I am full of faults. With your mercy, forgive all my sins and overlook all my faults. Show me mercy. Show me favor. Let my life enjoy your kindness. Let my children enjoy your mercy. In all my shortcomings and mistakes and faults, I ask for mercy in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes. Psalm 145 verse 8 says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. I pray for all listeners today, you shall enjoy God's compassion, God's graciousness, and God's mercy. Say amen. Let's do one more. 2 Chronicles 25, verse 9. And Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Wow. God is able to give much more than you have given out. Let's pray like this. Say, O God, give me much more than I have given out. Let me receive back in multiples all that I have thrown out as a seed. This is my harvest season. I lift up my eyes to heaven. Showers of blessings rain and come down on me today. My harvest is ripe. My giving and seed sowing return to me in multiples of thousands and in millions. In Jesus' name. All say amen. I prophesy. God will give you much more than you have given out and you have sown as a seed and tithe. in Jesus' name. Give a clap offering where you are. Your prayers shall be answered. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Let them also pray these prayers. They will see the hand of God. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos. TPGF members and Turning Point listeners in and around Lagos, don't miss the Prayer Mountains today. Two services will run as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, then 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus today is deliverance from satanic oppression, spiritual oppression, physical, mental, financial, marital, and material oppression. All shall be delivered. Come to have your life, your spirit, your soul, your business, your children delivered from satanic affliction and oppression. Arrive early. You shall be given anointed mantle for praying and doing miracle. Free. Bring things to represent things where you want the power of God to work for you. These same two services shall hold simultaneously in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Awuyo Akwa Ibom centers. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. So connect from wherever you are, all over the world. For more information and direction, chat or call Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Then the No More Delay service, the first one this year, I have been announcing, is counting down. It is Wednesday, May 1, 2024, from 8 a.m. at Dominion City, Ibadan. Wednesday, May 1, is a public holiday in Nigeria, Workers on Labor Day. It shall be live streamed to all the Living Spring Chapel centers across the nation, Goshen Land, Ikeja, Abuja, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, Port Harcourt, and all the other centers. Gather and invite all people, mobilize for them to enjoy No More Delay from your sanctuary. Do not compromise your tithing and see sowing. They are what we are going to do as long as we live. Do it with joy, with commitment, and with faith. Do so today. And if you want our commission's account number for sowing your seed, paying your tithe, and even the PayPal information, send a chat or send me the commission's account to +234-809-789-4000. That line only. I prophesy to everyone's life today, all these things we daily prophesy shall be manifesting in your life. You shall become a sign and a wonder to your world. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.